Chris and Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive Insurance, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Levin Reed joins us, WBZ in Boston. Patriots and Celtics, we had to get our man on from Beantown. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Hey, in your market, did they turn away from the Patriots game because we were prisoners here? We had to watch the Patriots game as they were getting blown out and Mac Jones was playing like if I was out there.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I've been there with the teams that I've been in certain markets with. Yeah, no, I ended up seeing a lot of that game on Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry.
What is the where does Belichick, he's never really had this issue, but where is Belichick with the quarterbacks? Is he a guy that will say, I'll make a decision? Has he already made Mac Jones QB1 for the game against the Saints? Where is he with this?
Mac Jones is QB1. I mean, you have to remember, Bailey Zappi, they put him on waivers at the end of training camp.
Yeah.
They don't like Bailey Zappi. They went in and tried to figure out what they're going to do, something with Matt Corral. That didn't work out. Now they have, they have like three back there to try to figure out what they're going to do. But right now, the QB1 is Mac Jones. And, this was the first game, I mean this, out of the four games that we were all like, we thought people were just piling on Mac Jones. This time it was like, Mac, you were terrible. You were absolutely awful, and they've got to figure it out.
Yeah, how much of this is Mac Jones like, look, since I've gotten in this league, I've had a different offensive coordinator?
You could say that, but the game plan for the first three games was good. This time, this was on him. And there was steadily improvement. I will say this, too, with this, and I'll give them this. If we were to look at the calendar of games that they had, the Pats were going to be 1-3. We thought they were going to beat the Jets. They were going to lose to Philly. They were going to lose to Dallas. And they were going to lose to Miami. I think we all figured that was going to happen. And then they'll beat the Jets. Now, this is the game that everybody circled as a win against the Saints. They lose this game, they'll be panicking in the city.
Where is the thought process with fans on Belichick? I know this is a wild question, but it is a what have you done for me lately league.
I think it's even more with Mr. Kraft, where what have you done for me lately league. I feel like Mr. Kraft and Jerry Jones are on the back nine, and they want to get there one more time, and they're ready to shell out as much money as possible. But are you going to make the right decisions to make our team a better team? I think the fans feel that way, too. And I will say this, it didn't help that Brady left and won a championship. Brady leaves and wins the championship, and you still struggle, and all of a sudden whether you thought it was 50-50 Brady Belichick, now all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe it was 80-20. Maybe you just, you tried to screw Tom, and he was just doing as much as he can as the great deodorant to cover up all the smell. So I think fans they want to win. They want to feel like they're being competitive. And right now the Pats are not. And then they lose Christian Gonzalez, who's their great rookie. They lose Matt Judon, who's maybe their best player. And now you go into another game where you don't really know who's going to be on defense and your offense is still sputtering.
With Belichick, he has that surly style, and it works when you're winning. How is the media reacting when it's not winning?
Ripping him apart.
I bet.
Because ripping him apart. You can't be surly, disinterested, I don't want to answer your questions when you're losing. You just can't be. Because you haven't built that, the equity now. The equity's all taken away from you. This is a new reign. And I will say this also. You can't coach like you have Tom Brady on the team. So if there's a chance for you to get a number one wide receiver, you should get it. Because all the other guys are not going to be made better by a second-tier quarterback. So go get that number one wide receiver to elevate everybody on your team. He did not do that.
Let's go back to Mac Jones for a second. People are saying this is the critical year for Mac Jones. Is it the critical year for Mac Jones? I mean, he's going to get closer to where you have to make a decision on him. But how much of it now is this season is going to be looking at what his future is with New England?
I would say it was critical. But the NFL just throws out money to quarterbacks. Am I wrong?
Yeah,
they gave Daniel Jones like $40 million.
Right.
Like, I don't know how critical it is. Like, do you start all over with Will Greer? What are you going to do? So I think it's critical in the fans' perspective, and it's critical maybe because if you feel he's your guy, maybe you'll go get him a number one wide receiver like they did with, like they did with Joe Burrow when they knew he was the guy, or they figured they would do with Josh Allen when they knew he was the guy. But if you don't think he's the guy, that doesn't mean you're not going to give him $25 million and then figure it out after that. I mean, nobody wants to start again with a quarterback. Like, you know, you just mentioned, talked about quarterbacks having to learn new systems. Do we want to start again with a quarterback having to learn a new system? No. So if Bill O'Brien is going to be offensive coordinator, maybe you say, okay, if you can pick it up towards the end of this year, and then next year we'll see more promise. But right now, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you because I don't – like, you're not going to – are you going to tank it for Caleb Williams and then Caleb's going to be like, you know what, I'm going to stay at USC and make $5 million in NIL deal. Okay, then I'm screwed. You know,
That's right.
I'm in a bad spot again. I'm in a bad spot again. So I don't know how you handle what's going to happen with Mac Jones other than coach him up as much as you can, and when everything is done, you make your decision.
Levin Reed joins us, WBZ in Boston on Sports Map Radio. I want to switch over to the Celtics, the Jrue Holiday acquisition. I see this. It's huge. It feels
huge.
Like to me, it's like a master. It's a chess move, but you really didn't know what your opponent was really going to do because they got rid of Marcus Smart, who's a great defender,
right. And
then they replace him with Jrue Holiday, who's a better player, but they didn't know Jrue Holiday would be available when they got rid of Marcus Smart in the first place.
They dove into what the coach wants to do, which is to bring more offense with little less defense. So you figure, okay, we're going to replace Robert Williams III with Porzingis. Porzingis can, you know, can defend the rim, but he's a better scorer. We're going to replace Marcus Smart with Jrue Holiday. Okay, Jrue Holiday is a great defender. Not as good as Marcus Smart, much better scorer. And at the end of games, he's a better ball handler and a better decision maker. So now you lucked out. And I will say this, if you're watching around the NBA, whatever's going to happen next year with the money, they don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody's spending money right now. They're like, okay, whatever that arbitration deal is going to come down or the collective bargaining agreement, we got to get ahead of that right now and spend as much as we can because that's exactly what Brad Stevens is doing. And it's funny because we've been in the area of Danny Ainge forever where he was, you know, hoarding draft picks as if he was like a chipmunk, where Brad Stevens is like, no, I'll take that. I don't know who's going to be coming out in 2019 or 2029. I have no idea. I just want to win right now, and the window is so small, especially when you have guys like Brown and Tatum. They're just trying to do it now. So I think people around here love the refreshing attitude where let's just go for it. Why not? Go for it. You know, whatever. How much money does it take? Yeah, well, go for it, because next year we're not going to be able to do that. I think that's what's happening.
They get rid of two guys. They get rid of Robert Williams, who I like but doesn't play a lot, and Malcolm Brogdon
right. Didn't
want to be there anyway.
And it's funny. Malcolm Brogdon is the sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to be here. You know, he cut his teeth on it, but he's always injured. And Robert Williams, they loved. Remember, when Marcus Smart won the Defensive Player of the Year, many people thought it should have been Robert Williams.
Sure. Yep.
But again, he's got that balky knee. Not sure how he's going to do out there. And he's thin. And you're going up against guys like Joel Embiid, who are using Al Horford to slow down, not Robert Williams. You're going up against guys like, you know, Giannis, who are using Al Horford to slow down. Now, those guys are not going to be slowed down at all. And I will say this about the Celtics. After maybe seven players, you're stuck. But I feel that's with a lot of players in the league. But this is exactly what they needed. And I feel guys are going to start to buy in a lot quicker to what's going on, specifically because next year, nobody makes money.
Man, I'm telling you, you bring it every time you come on the show, my man. Thank you so much. I know you're early
and you
got
so
work
much.
To do, but you're the man
no,
when you,
you
come on.
Anytime you want me, just give me a holler.
Levin Reed, you're the best.